Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us today. The critically acclaimed book, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power by Joan Conning Effman, is a fascinating novel that parallels the story of King David with a modern twist, filled with political intrigue, engaging characters, and all kinds of drama. The book was inspired by a year of Bible study, which focused on the life of King David in the Old Testament, transferring the life of this biblical character to the modern world. What if David were a politician and wanted to become President of the United States? Author Joan Conning Effman grew up in Western Massachusetts and Central New York. Always interested in art, she began her career as an advertising copywriter and artist, earning her BFA at the University of Hartford Art School. Teaching art for 16 years in the Hartford public school system, Joan's mother was an English teacher, thought Joan had the potential to write. Marriage and family delayed her writing until her retirement to Florida. Joan is married to the Reverend John Effman for 22 years. Joan Conning Effman, author of Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power, is our guest on This Week in America. Joan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's wonderful to be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. What a great idea you had and then executed with this book, which is getting rave reviews, Whatever He Wants. Let's go back and talk about this. What out of a Bible study, Joan's thinking a little what if there. How did that all come about when you became interested in the topic and then thinking maybe I can transfer this to modern day?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought, because I've always been interested in politics from the time I was young, although that was never a career choice or anything like that. But I'm very interested. And it just seemed like, what would happen if David were a modern day thing? How would it work out? How could I use the incidents in his life, like the battle with Goliath and some of the others? How could I make it modern day? So that's what I tried to do.
When you created David Shepherd, did you have any, that's the main character in the book, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power. Was that based on anybody, any politician you knew, or sort of a composite of people that you've seen over the years?
No, I don't think so, unless you might think the young Bobby Kennedy, whom I really adored.
Yes. Yeah, there was a little bit of that, and that's why I asked that. I could see a little bit of RFK as you were doing this, and what a dynamic leader he was. For those who don't remember, go to the library, pick up a book, and read. Oh. And we can't help but think what life would be like in the United States had he lived and served several terms as president.
Oh, it would have made such a difference. He was such a great guy.
Who had the ability to pull all of us together. That's what was amazing about him.
He did.
Just an amazing figure in history. But we're also talking here about David, King David. Let's talk about once you had this idea, let's talk about executing it. Once you decided, okay, I think I can do this, what challenges did you have in bringing some of the characteristics, the story of King David, and transferring it to a modern-day politician? How difficult was that? That would seem like a daunting task.
Well, it was in some ways. For instance, in the Bible, he had a great deal of conflict with his son Absalom, who in the book I called Adam. So that wasn't really possible in modern day, you know, so I just made him a very troublesome kid who gave David a lot of trouble while he was growing up and eventually got into more trouble. That was one thing. And then David was a musician. How was I going to put that in? So I made him a guitar player and a soloist in a hotel, which he was really a lawyer, but, you know, he did that for his own avocation. And things like that, and the battle with Goliath, how was I going to do that? So I made it a debate instead of a battle, and so on.
And it transferred so nicely. The book we're talking about is Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power. Joan Conning Effman is our guest on the program. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to information on Joan's book. Let's go a little bit and talk about the characteristics of David. Describe who he is. Here's this young charismatic leader. Talk about him. Give me a little backstory on David.
Well, David, David in my book or David in the Bible?
David in the book, how you transfer him and the characteristics we see, because we become attached to this character in the book.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay. Well, I wanted to make him a charismatic character. So he's intelligent. He's beautiful. Women gravitate to him. He's intelligent. He's sometimes funny. He's very caring of his wife and the children when they have them. And at first he's very ethical, and then he finds out, you know, that everybody wants a politician. Everybody wants to own the politician. And so he has to tread very carefully about what he does and where he goes and who he sees and so forth. And he gets into a lot of trouble doing that.
What he does, and it sort of brings out what happens, I'm sure, in real life. You enter the political arena and probably pure intentions. You are driven to do what is totally right. And suddenly there are moral and ethical roadblocks along the way. Talk about this. In the case of the book, whatever he wants, you've got David that's got the backing of a powerful faction in West Palm Beach, Florida. But that's not as simple as it sounds, is it? With that backing, there are some guidelines. There are some expectations with that backing.
Yes, the expectations are that he will be, as I say in the beginning chapter, their man. So that when they want zoning changes or they want a little more for one company instead of another company, then David will agree and vote in the state Senate and help them get what they want.
The characters in the book are all engaging. I mentioned David, and here's a character that we really get into and follow him and root for him and hope that he does the right thing and hope the outcome is what he wants it to be. Talk about some of the other characters in the book, because a lot of the characters were based on biblical figures as well, aren't they?
They are. For instance, Mel is Saul, but I didn't want to use the name Saul because it's not a name that's used anymore very much. So I changed it to Mel. He had a daughter in the Bible named, and I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's M-I-C-H-A-L. So Michelle. Michelle was as close as I could come, and he did marry David off to his daughter. So Mel marries David off to his daughter, but not the same way, because Michelle is very independent and she falls in love with him. But I called her Michelle. And then he did have an affair with a woman named Abigail, and that's in the Bible, so I put her in. Abigail and he have a daughter named Tamar, so I made it Tamara. And his son Absalom I called Adam. And I think there are others along the way, but I used as many biblical names as I could, which might be used today.
And you attached emotions to these characters where, again, they're very engaging characters as we're reading the book, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power. Joan Conning Effman is our guest on This Week in America, book again available at Amazon. Link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll get information on Joan's book, and you can actually order the book there online as well. It's interesting how David develops, because there are times when he's struggling with what he has to do to satisfy all of the expectations placed on him, but it's not that easy, is it, to walk away from something like this? It's interesting, even in his marriage, he's sort of connected to the people that are trying it, in some cases, to pull the strings on him.
Well, it is difficult when somebody's trying to pull strings on you and you want to do the right thing. So in the case of trying to rebuild the West End Church in Tallahassee, which I likened to David's trying to rebuild the temple in the Bible, he needs a loan to do that, and the person who can give him the loan is Abby's husband, but he doesn't seem too interested in doing that. So something happens to Abby's husband. Well, is David responsible for that or not? We never really know. You have to use your imagination on that.
Talk about some of the social issues, the themes that you talk about in the book, because you address some issues that faced by all of us, including politicians, in real life.
Well, I did bring up the abortion issue, and I made that the subject of the debate between Goliath, who was Gil Lester, but he was a very big man, so they called him Goliath as kind of a joke. And so I brought that up and let them debate that, but I think I really did present both sides because I didn't really want to come out on one side of that or the other. And let's see, I can't think of other social issues. What else?
Well, there's so many that you deal on there. And again, it's like real life. You're reading the story of David Shepherd, and you're thinking this actually could happen in real life. You said, I thoroughly enjoyed writing this, making it relevant and finding new twists and turns for the biblical events. It was my best effort so far. Talk about the satisfaction. I'm sure as you go into a book, you're not quite sure. You hope it goes in the direction you're planning on taking. And when it's over, when you feel like, you know, I think I accomplished that. And you did an excellent job on this. The reviews are all overwhelmingly positive. How do you feel when a book like this is over and you're touching people in a very positive way, not just with an entertaining story, but giving them something to think about as well?
Well, everything I've written, I hope, gives people something to think about. I don't like to write just, you know, sweet little romances, although there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't like to write that. I like to put something in. And since my background is art, I sometimes get a lot of art in there. Like, well, even in the David story, Jonathan's wife, Erica, was an artist, an art teacher. And so I got some art in about that. And that's what I like to do. And I did feel that when I reread it for this interview, I said, really, did I write that?
Well,
it's just amazing.
Well, give yourself a 5-star review because everybody else is doing that. So you should do that as well. And if you go to Amazon to look at the book, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power, if you click on the author, Joan Cunning Effman, you'll see other books written as well. For someone who started a little bit later on in the game in writing, you seem to pick up where your mom thought you were back years ago. How much fun has this been for you to devote the time to this and to touch people with your stories?
It's been a lot of fun. And what my mother used to say when I was back in high school and after, she would say, I think you can write. And I really didn't know what she meant. You know, I didn't know what she was talking about. And then later on, I said, I know, Mom, I know I can write. I just don't have anything to say yet. So when I moved to Florida, I did find a writing group right away. And I took 2 correspondence courses in writing, by the way, because I don't believe in doing something until you know the rules. And there are rules. And so then I got started on it. And I'm happy with the ones I've written.
Well, And well, you should be. And that's something that's interesting. Maybe as you season as a person, it makes you a better writer. Is that true? Definitely. Do you think you have more experiences that you can draw from?
That's definitely when somebody hurts you, you know, you can review and relive all those feelings and you know exactly what it's like when you fall in love, real love for the first time. There's another whole thing about you didn't know that existed, that kind of thing. And that happened to me late. John and I divorced, and I waited quite a while, but then I met somebody who was really it, and it was a whole different thing.
It's interesting in bringing all those experiences to the writer's typewriter computer as you sit to work on stories. What are you working on now? Do you have books that you're writing?
Well, I have several that I started and never finished, and I'm going back on some of those. One of them that I really like, because Stephen Hawking said that there are many universes and they kind of encircle each other like bubbles over the ocean, which was just a fascinating concept for me. So I wrote one which is almost finished about falling through a vortex point, like the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, yes.
And the heroine ends up in another world, which is like Earth, but not quite. But she left her little boy, Justin, back in the other world. So she has to go back and get him. And it's all about that, how the similarities and the difficulties and and what living in an almost like the same world might be like.
You know, that sounds fascinating, and I hope we have an opportunity to talk about that. When do you think that'll be published and available for us?
I don't know. It's not done yet, and there are times when I get into very difficult situations with it and say, how am I going to work this out? So it's not quite ready yet, but I hope it will be. And I'd like to do another political book. I really would.
So yeah, I got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about this fascination with politics. I call it a fascination. I assume that you mentioned the Robert Kennedy, that this has been something that you've studied for a number of years, watched at least closely for a number of years.
I do. I'm a news junkie, and I watch it all the time. But I remember the first time when I was about 14, and that Southern governor, Bull something or other, was trying to keep the black kids from integrating into the school.
Yes.
And I was sitting on the floor in front of the TV, and I was crying because he had dogs and whips and so forth and so on. And my mother said, well, how would you feel if you had to go to school with a lot of Negroes? Now, she wasn't that prejudiced, but it was a different era then, you know.
Yes, yes.
And I said, I don't care how I'd feel. It's just wrong. And I've always felt that way. I've always felt that way. And so I get very... And, of course, marrying a minister, you get into social issues all the time. You know, the war in Vietnam, the rights, the marchers.
Yes.
Black marchers, you know, and, of course, now we have so much going on with the terrorism and whatever else is happening. It's just very interesting.
And we have so many sources now, outlets for news that we never had before, and being a news junkie as well, sometimes I think, okay, I've got to decompress here for a day or two and let all of this sort out, because you can be overwhelmed. And one of the problems is trying to figure out what sources you can believe and what ones you can't believe. Many appear on the internet. You want it to be true, but you look and you see the website and you're thinking, I'm not going to repeat this or repost it because I have no idea whether these people are credible or not.
That's true. And I try to watch both sides so that I can get both sides of the story and make up my own mind. But you don't know. You don't know what's true and what isn't. You just don't know.
You think with all the information we have today and access to it, we would get better information than we've ever had in our past. And maybe we have it just sort of buried among all of the information we're getting. It just and you take all that background, that interest, and it just comes to life in the book, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power. Joan Conning Affman is our guest on the program. That's Affman. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will link on directly to the link for the book at Amazon, Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power. Get all the information on the book. It's a fascinating story on a number of levels, receiving excellent reviews. Joan, it's been a pleasure to meet you, to have you on the program. Looking forward to doing it again. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was wonderful. It was really fun. And I hope everybody out there goes and reads my book.
I hope they will, too, because they will think and be entertained all at the same time. That's a wonderful combination when you could do that. Entertain someone and get them to be contemplative at the same time. Whatever He Wants, The Pleasures and Perils of Power, Joan Conning Affman, our guest on the program. Again, the book is available at Amazon. You can find out more by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.